This week's parasha is Parashas Kisavoy. And we know about Kisavoy, speaks about all of the klalois, the brachos, the klalois. We do it right before Rosh Hashanah. Tichla, sorry about that. Shana Nekele Loiseha. We should put an end to the year and to its klalois. So the Pasuk tells us, why do we get all of these klalois? Why, in fact, do they happen? And the Pasuk says, Tachas! It is because of Asher lo yavadatas Hashem elokecha besimcha. You did not serve Hashem in simcha, meiroiv koil, even though you were in a situation, an economy of roiv koil, that there was a lot of success, there was a lot of affluence, and you still didn't serve Hashem. And then the pasuk says, "Vavaratis oivecha asher yishalcha Hashem b'cha." Now you're going to have to serve your enemies, mechoiser koil, with your lack of everything. Hashem says, if you don't serve Hashem when you have things, I'll deprive you of that and make you serve other people when you don't. And Rabbeinu Bachai explains, that's midah keneged midah. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. If you don't serve Hashem when you have the things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take it away from you. And that's what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. It says, a mekayem es haTorah me'ayni, someone that fulfills the Torah even when he's poor. So for the kaimo me'ayish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so then I'll give you wealth. Someone that isn't mekayim the Torah when he's wealthy. That's what we're saying over here, the midah keneged midah. So, it's an interesting thing because we don't really have a tzivoy, a commandment in the Torah to be happy. The pasuk just says the reason why the klalas come is because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha, but there's no mitzvah to actually serve Hashem b'simcha. David HaMelech is the first one that ever really told it to us as an instruction. And David HaMelech said, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, boi lefanav birnana. Where did David get it from? Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. It's from the pasuk in this week's parasha. Because the pasuk tells us, Tachas Asher lo yavadat es Hashem b'simcha. So therefore, obviously, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. But Lemaise, it doesn't say it anywhere at all. Rabbeinu Bachai says the following thing. He says, a person does a mitzvah, there's really two different components. There's the mitzvah itself, and then he says, the simcha b'maisa mitzvah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. The person being happy while he's doing a mitzvah is also a skill, a secondary mitzvah that exists in a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Bachai says that's why the Levim sing Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have a Shira in the Beis HaMikdash? Because Shira, song, is something that is synonymous with Simcha. So therefore, we want it to be a place where there's a lot of Simcha. So that's why the Levim sing Shira. So now, the Chassam Sofer, so as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos contrasts different types of Simcha. In the Gemara in Shabbos, on the Pasuk in Koelis, the Pasuk in Koelis says, Shibachti anias asimcha. Simcha is a good thing, says the Pasuk in Koelis. On the other hand, in Koelis itself, the Pasuk also says, Ule simcha mazu oise. What's the point of being happy? So the Gemara asks, it seems to be a stira. On the one hand, David Melch says, Shibachti anias asimcha. Simcha mazu oise. So what is it? The answer is the Gemara, there's simcha shel mitzvah. And then there's Simcha She'ena Shal Mitzvah. Simcha She'ena Shal Mitzvah, just looking to have a good time. Good time, Simcha Mazu Oise. What's the point of that? But if a person has Simcha Shal Mitzvah, there we say, Shibachti Anias HaSimcha. So now we have the following Chakira. Pinchas Friedman declares the following Chakira. Simcha is something that a person is supposed to have inside of his heart. Simcha is a feeling. Or Simcha is an expression. Simcha is something that a person has to express, has to communicate, has to be external simcha. Which is the simcha that we're looking for? That's the shayla. And he brings a raya from the following thing. The Rambam brings down that a simcha, shiyismacha adam, basiyas ha-mitzvah is avoyde gedoyla. Being happy is a big avoid. It's an important thing. And then the Rambam says, anyone who's not misameach be'avoyde, v'kol ha-megis daitoy v'choy le'kovel la'atzmoy, And therefore he's not besimcha. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu very critical. Person that's very haughty, megis daitoy. He has a haughtiness to himself. And he's not, he's choylek kavod la'atzmoy, and he has a lot of self-respect. He's taking too much honor for himself. So he's a person who's choyte v'shoyte. He's a sinner and he's a fool. Why? Because he's not besimcha. What does being haughty have to do with not being besimcha? Or simcha shel mitzvah? So if you say simcha shel mitzvah just means internal, something you're feeling inside, so maybe a person can have that simcha. What does that have to do with being gaivadik? But he says the pshat is, a lot of times people don't express their simcha because they're embarrassed. They're afraid other people are going to look at them funny. And people are going to think of them as they're some sort of frumi or some sort of weirdo. And they're not willing to express their simcha. Why? Because they have too much pride, too much gaiva. And if simcha means an external expression of simcha, we understand why people who have too much gaiva are not going to be prepared to do that. They don't want to do that. And that's why the Rambam brings the halachas of simcha. Simcha is an avoide gedoyla. He brings it by simchas beis ha-shoeva. The simchas beis ha-shoeva is when a person's supposed to dance, and different people juggled torches and all different types of things that they did. And a person can say, well, I'm too cool to do that. That's a person who has too much gaiva and he's not expressing his simcha. Simcha is brought in simcha's beis ha-shoeva because that's where it's an expression of simcha. And that's the pshat. We know by David HaMelech the following thing happened. At one time, the Mishkan somehow got, the Aron somehow got out of the hands of the Jewish people. The Aron Kodesh that had inside of it the Luchais and everything, it got away from Klal Yisrael, the Aron Kodesh. And it was by the Plishtim, and it was wreaking havoc on the Plishtim. It was just causing a tremendous amount of destruction. So the Plishtim just sent it back and said, we don't want this. And when it came back, so there was a big party. And David HaMelech, it says, David HaMelech was doing a lot of dancing. David mecharker b'chol oiz lefnei Hashem. David was dancing and doing cartwheels. This is the king of Klal Yisrael, and he's doing cartwheels in front of the in front of a whole parade. So there was his wife Michal was there, and she's like, "Come on, this is like beneath you. You're king. You can't do cartwheels." So what was David HaMelech doing? David HaMelech was being mekayim that idus Hashem besimcha means an outward expression of simcha. A person can't just feel it inside of his heart. So the dancing and everything that he did was because David HaMelech wasn't a baal gaiva. What the Rambam was saying is a person that doesn't have simcha is because he has gaiva in his heart. David HaMelech was prepared to do all this in order to have simcha. Okay, so now we have the big question that we have to address this week's parasha is. It says that we got the clothes because tachas asher lo yavadatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha. Why is that a reason why we should be punished so severely that we should bring all of these klalos in kisavai? Why is that? And especially, there's no tzivoy in the Torah that we have to be besimcha. David HaMelech was the first one who told us to do it. The pasuk says, you know why all this is happening to you? Because you didn't serve Hashem besimcha. No one ever told us to be besimcha when we serve Hashem. So what's the pshat? So he brings here from the Zohar HaKadosh a fascinating statement. And the Zohar says the following thing. That the Yetzer Hara is an extremely important part of our Avodas Hashem. Says the Zohar, Tzarech li a Yetzer Hara lo'olam. The world needs the Yetzer Hara just like the world needs rain. Kigeshem lo'olam. Kilule ha Yetzer Hara. If it wasn't for the fact that we had a Yetzer Hara, Hasimcha besugyas ha-Torah lo'hisach ha-yemes. We wouldn't enjoy our learning. The Yetzer Hara is necessary in order for us to be able to enjoy learning. So the Rav Tzadok HaKohen says that's the pshat. Impaga b'cham enuvel seh. The Medrash, the Gemara says, what happens if a person the Yetzer Hara starts like getting him all like to hits? Yetzer Hara is getting him all worked up. Impaga b'cham enuvel seh. You get hit by this the menuvel. This disgusting. It's referring to the Yetzer Hara. Moishchehu lebeis ha-medrash. Bring him into the beis medrash because it's that same Yetzer Hara that a person has that's going to give him simcha shel limud, that is simcha shel Torah. If he channels the Yetzer Hara properly, so then it's going to be able to give him a gishmak in learning. So therefore, take your Yetzer Hara into the base medrash. That's what it means. So the Sefer Maor Naim explains as follows. This is the Sefer Maor Naim. That the Yetzer Hara is the ability for a person to get excited and to get happy. That is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, a person gets excited in his avodas Hashem. A person gets excited in his learning. So what he's doing is he's taking the ki'ilu, he's taking the koyach, the talent, or he's taking the power that the Yetzer Hara has, and he's putting it into his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's doing. And we say every day in davening, V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'oidecha. What do we mean when we say that? V'ahavtos, love Hashem, v'chol levavecha. And there Rashi says, b'shnei yitzrecha, with both of your yetzer hara and your yetzer toiv. How do you love Hashem with your yetzer hara? V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavecha, u'v'chol nafshecha, means that even if you have to kill yourself, you have to give up your life, b'chol me'odecha, with all of your money. But what is b'chol levavecha with shnei yitzrecha? If you look, levavecha is spelled with two bases. Levavecha. It's like it says, your hearts. Love Hashem with your hearts. So says Rashi, your yetzer hara and your yetzer toiv. Love Hashem with both. How do you love Hashem with your yetzer hara? And the answer is, what we're saying, if a person takes the gishmak that he has, and he channels it into Torah, and he puts it into his Avodas Hashem, so then he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Hara. Not just the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov is when I says, you're supposed to do this, I'm going to do it. Because I feel like I have a conscience that's telling me I have to do something. That's your Yetzer Tov. But serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Hara means, make it gishmak. Enjoy it. Then you're channeling that koyach of the Yetzer Hara into Avodas Hashem. You're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu even with your Yetzer Hara. And that's what he brings. The following story. There was a Chassidish Rebbe named Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichoyf. Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichoyf is his great-grandson used to live in Arzei Abira. There was a Zidichoyf based Medrash. Anyway, so he used to, whenever he saw someone davening, and he looked like his davening was very dry. He looked like he was davening was like just without any feeling. So he said, he doesn't know how to daven with his Yetzer Hara. He doesn't have any Yetzer Hara in his eye. So what, because he's saying, Zemispa b'li Yetzer Hara klal. A person has to put his Yetzer Hara into his davening. He has to make his davening with life and with feeling. And then he's channeling all of the koichas. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just with his Yetzer Toiv, even with his Yetzer Hara. So Lefize, you can understand, why is it that we're ki'ilu punished? Because we have to serve Hashem with a tachas asher lo yavadat as Hashem lekecha besimcha. And listen to this very intricate pshat. He says the following thing. Everyone does something wrong. We all do things wrong. But if we can get our Yetzahara on our team, if Yetzahara is with us, so then, you know, we don't get punished so severely for the things that we've done wrong. So if you could bring the Yetzahara onto your side, by doing what? By serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. And b'simcha means that you're now channeling the Yetzer Hara into being used for Avodas Hashem. So then the Yetzer Hara doesn't come so fiercely as attacking you because he's on your team, because you're using him. But if you don't serve Hashem with the Yetzer, with your simcha, you only serve Hashem with your Yetzer Tov, and Yetzer Hara is not at all a part of your life. The Yetzer Hara comes with tainas. The tainas are, he did this wrong, he did that wrong. And everything that we did wrong, we're held accountable for. So the fact that we don't serve Hashem b'simcha isn't the reason why we're being punished. It's just where the punishment is coming from. Because if we serve Hashem b'simcha, the Yetzer Hara leaves us alone. Because we're using the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is accomplishing what he's really been put on this world for, which is that we should be able to channel that enthusiasm, that excitement, all of that fire that a person has, and put it towards Avodas Hashem. And that's what it says when we in this week's parasha. It says, "Tachas Asher lo avadat Hashem lekecha b'simcha, uvetuv leivav." If you look in the pasuk, it doesn't say uvetuv leivav. The word leivav, it kind of reminds us of v'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. There's two bases. Levav, levavcha. It's the same idea. V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha means with both of your hearts. Over here also it's saying with both of your hearts. Yetzer hara and yetzer toiv. So now let's go back. When were we ever commanded to serve Hashem b'simcha? The answer is, the pasuk tells us you have to serve Hashem ve'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. What does it mean b'chol levavcha? With both of your hearts, yetzer hara, yetzer toiv. How do you serve Hashem with your yetzer hara? The answer is b'simcha. So the pasuk told us you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. Where does it say that? It says that in Shema. And every day, every morning, and every night, when we say "V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha," we should think about this. We should think about making the things that we enjoy, making the satisfaction and the excitement in our life to be our avodas Hashem. It shouldn't be two different things. It shouldn't be, look, I'll get my enjoyment elsewhere, and I'll do what I have to do in the Beis Medrash. Make the Beis Medrash the happiest place that you could be, the most exciting place. Make your learning something that you look forward to. That means you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your Yetzer Hara, together with your Yetzer Tov. The Chassam Sofer says a pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Lasid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to fill up all of the stadiums with people learning Torah. In other words, there's going to be lots of people learning. There's not going to be enough room in the Beis Medrash. They'll fit up all the stadiums with people learning Torah. Ask the Chassam Sofer, why do they have to go to the stadiums for? They can't build another Beis Medrash, or make it in a warehouse. Make it in a Simcha Hall. What does it mean? Why does it have to be in the stadiums? Says the Chassam Sofer, because all of the energy and the enthusiasm and the excitement that people have when they go to a stadium, all of that is going to be channeled towards our learning. That's the indication of the Geula, when people are able to feel the Simcha that they have externally, outside, also internally, when they're in the Beis Medrash, they're able to feel that Simcha, then we know it's Zman of Uva L'Tzion Goyal. We should be Zoche to the Geula Shlema, then Hei Rav Yaminu Amen.